You look up and you see the Broncos and the Carolinas, like, and you're doing this walking around thing, but, I mean, this is not where you want to be.
No. No. It's not. It's not at all, you know, and seeing this feeling is just like, wow, man, we, you know, the expectation and the dreams that we set forth are so close, you know, and so seeing it gives you extra motivation, it gives you extra drive, you know, it makes you want to start going out and working out now, because this could have been us, you know, at one point in time. When we continue to build and build on the team and the atmosphere that we've created, these dreams and aspirations are looking forward to come true really soon.
How much has a year changed, TJ, in that now we like wear this shield and we wear these colors and we have a little swag back, right?
Man, the swag is been something that, you know, has been tremendous as what Coach Del Rio has been able to bring. You know, it's bring our unique selves to each and every practice, each game, and he's changing the tide, man. And so, you know, when people look at the shield now, it's like, wow, they've been able to really do some things this year, you know. So the fans are excited, the community is excited, and they're looking forward to next year, like, we have our team back, you know. And so it's exciting to be able to have that momentum going into next year, definitely.
People from the outside look at the season you had, and they're like, wow, TJ was playing corner, he's playing safety, he's playing nickel. But to us, it's not surprising because you're a team guy and the team's first, right?
Yeah.
Where does that come from for you? Is it just a no-brainer?
I mean, when you get into this business, it's always whatever for the team, you know, because we're all trying to reach that common goal to win a championship, you know. And so when coaches ask you, man, we need you to do this to benefit the team so we can reach that goal, it's a no-brainer. You know, it's something like, okay, what do I have to do to prepare myself? What do I have to do to make sure that I'm going out on the field confident? And they help you with that. They help you support your decision and say, look, man, at the end of the goal, we're all trying to reach the same boat, you know. And so it's exciting, man. You get to do some things that, you know, you're not comfortable with. You get out of your comfort zone. But the great ones are comfortable being uncomfortable. So seeing it, believing it is something that I'm willing to do.
Final couple questions. I got to ask you about David Amerson.
Oh, man.
He came out of nowhere. Raider fans didn't know much about him. I think it was one of the biggest moves we made as a team all year. Well, how did that impact your group in that secondary?
I think it allowed us to play different packages. It allowed us to do different things defensively. And that's something that, you know, defense is a big part of the game, you know, offense and special teams as well. But when you have a sound defense, you can do a lot more things with giving the offense more opportunities to score and scoring on defense. So him being in that part and that piece has been a definite motivation for us to continue to strive and perfect the game, you know. And so he's been great, man. Tremendous.
The leadership. Now we look, all of a sudden, Justin Tuck moves
on.
Charles moves on.
Yes.
I see you as someone that quietly has been a leader, a young leader on that team. Do you see that role increasing now as we go?
Definitely. You know, I've been working. You know, I've been taking on the little snippets and tips from C. Wood, from Tuck, you know, from all of the leaders that we had, because I do know a time where it was going to come to this point, you know, where it's like we lose most of our leaders and new ones have to emerge. New ones have to step forward and really take on that role. And it's challenging, you know, being young and being in a system where leaders has always been a presence. It's a challenging thing to be able to take on that attribute. So I'm continuing to learn and grasp the knowledge of the capability and the concepts of being a leader. And I'm looking forward to the challenge.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. There's a lot of talk about Slash with Mac, you know, Mr. Linebacker, DN. So what do you want to be called? They're going around here today. TJ Carey, the cornerback?
Man.
TJ Carey, the football player? TJ Carey, the safety?
TJ Carey, the athlete. You know, the Oakland Raider, I think I don't want to really be defined as playing a specific position when the versatility allows us to do a lot of things on that back end. So being an athlete and being able to be just, man, this is TJ Carey, one of our athletes, is I think a tremendous feat in itself, because it shows that we can't really label him because he does so many things and an asset to the team. And I'm still working on, you know, being great at those things. And so it's fun, but at the end of the day, it's still a lot of work that has to be put forth for people to really recognize that, man, he doesn't really play corner, he doesn't play safety, nickel. Man, this guy just, you can put him wherever you need to, and he can get the job done. So It's something that I'm continuing to work on, but the athlete as well.
How about we just say, hey, Jack, offense, wide receiver, you need someone to score touchdowns, you got the guy
right here? No. That's C-Wood status. I'm working on that. It's going to take me a couple years for that. So he's one of those, C-Wood, like, is a tremendous guy that we're losing. That he was one of those guys, man, that could do it all, you know, when he came into the league. And it's like he kind of set the standard for the very few, the elite that can to take on that challenge. And I was fortunate enough to be able to share that knowledge with him and really continue to build off of him. So I'm still taking notes.
What's the one thing that you're going to take from him? I mean, like, we hear it on game day, but is there something you watched that he did maybe that maybe a practice, just the way he carried himself?
The approach he took to the game, you know, it's like he always worked like he wasn't drafted. He always worked like he wasn't Charles Woodson. You know, everyone knows him as that on the field, but the behind the scenes is like his work ethic was far from none, you know. And so when you look at it, it's like, well, how did he become this so great, awesome, you know, Hall of Famer that everyone's thinking of him as? It's because he does the little things that no one sees, you know, and those are the opportunities where you become great. You know, it's when people are not looking at what you're doing. And so that's one of the biggest things that I was able to take from him, his work ethic and the little things that we could do day in and day out, before practice, after practice, you know, during meetings, at break time, you know. And so he's always doing something.